This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. City officials in Racine have labeled the McMinn Tower as a nuisance property after more than 800 police calls since 2022. The senior and disability housing complex must now follow a safety plan set by management. If improvements don't happen, the building's owners could face fines or other penalties. Read more about that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. Cars kept in Kenosha and Racine may soon be able to bypass the emissions test. Lawmakers in Madison want to end vehicle emissions testing in 7 counties across the region. They've asked Congress to drop the federal rule requiring the tests, saying the program is outdated and costly. Only about 3% of vehicles failed in recent years. A Lake County, Illinois man is accused of setting his family's house on fire after a fight over his pit bull. Prosecutors say Eric Crump poured gasoline and started the fire while relatives were still inside. Everyone was able to get out safely. The 21-year-old admitted that it was an act of rage after being told that his dog couldn't live in the Beach Park home. Racine Unified is inviting the public to a free planetarium show next Wednesday at Gifford School. The feature film Exoplanets, Worlds of Wonder takes audiences beyond the solar system. Seats are limited. Reservations are required. You can get the contact info on the Racine Unified social media pages. And the Navy band Great Lakes is bringing a free holiday concert to Parkside December 15th. The show at the Bradford Concert Hall will feature festive favorites and honor 250 years of Navy tradition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with a little light snow possible today. We'll get to around 27 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, a little more light snow. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.